that I owed him for her, you know, on the thing. And I said, I got to go get the money for you. I'll be here. I said, go ahead and pop over this store. I said, well, I've been over the store looking for you. He said, soap building was closed, you know. I said, well, says, we've been over there. I said, well, y'all going back over there. I said, I'll bring the money over there. So I went on, made rims to get the money. And I started back over there, and Diz on the way back to try to find me. I told Ray them down, I called, come on back over here, I'm going to pay you. They fixed some camion down there too, fill up in.
Why are you telling that she had a better job?
Well, I didn't tell them that, but the thing of it is, that's the last place she'd wait. She'd been down there. An old devil in there, I see them there. You know, it makes me mad every time I see her. She had a good job, you know, instead of telling them, that's why she'd wait. She'd have drawn more money, you know. But she didn't know that. She just wanted to be, I don't know, what she wanted to be. Yeah. Yeah, this guy asked me, he said, you know James Martin? I said, no, I don't. He went all down the street. Some of them scouts say, yes, you ought to go right up there. You ought to go. They come running up there and tap me on the shoulder. Say, ain't your name James Martin? I said, why? He put his coat back and said, I'm in terror rather than you. So he says, we want to, how much do you pay a woman? I said, how much did you say I paid? I think she said I paid $178 or something on dollar. See, she wants to get her Social Security. Disability Social Security. I said, okay, well, you can get it. Yeah. So I went on paper. Yeah, girl, I've had a lot of different things in my life.
It looks like you've done a lot of different things, too. You know.
Yes, I have done a lot of different things.
What are you doing now that you're tired? What are you doing?
Sitting around and gossiping. You don't need it. I tell you, I ain't got 5 more years to live, no. being an obedient child, I ain't got 5 more years to live. I'm 65. 5 more years, when I'm going to be jumping up here trying to. Yeah, he's studying by no. See, I was in the Army, and I get an Army check, and I get a Social Security check, so. You don't need me fooling around during that. You can keep from it.
Who were you in the Army during World War II? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went in the Army December 2nd, I believe.
Where all were you stationed?
Fort Bennett.
Where is
that? Down in Georgia.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cook.
Yeah.
He made a cook.
I mean, and
he can cook too.
They had a first sergeant down there, and the captain, they had a little office. Like there was a kitchen going through. You know, the kitchen back there, they had a little office in here, but they had a bulletin board up there when they get ready to ship you away from there to some other, you know, place. And they had a reception center that they had a baking cooking school down there. Them boys go to school. They wake one day and go to school 2 days. Where they sent them over at we had a great big kitchen. So I was having it so easy down there, and this old first sergeant, he liked whiskey. He liked Jack Daniel. I found out he liked Jack Daniel, so he gave me indefinite passion. I go to town every time I get ready. When I pass that bulletin board up there and I see my name up there, I turn right around and come back in. If the captain went in, I said, hey, so his name's Sergeant Black. I said, Sergeant Black? I said, what? He said, what? I said, I see my name up there. I said,